What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today we're going to be talking about the dark comedy drama called Barry. Now, Barry is a show that is on HBO or Max. I'm just going to say HBO. It's on HBO Max. Ran for 4 seasons, 32 episodes total, 8 episodes apiece, from 2018 until just a few months ago of May 2023. So, this was a show kind of going in that I honestly knew little to nothing about it. I kind of heard it in passing on other podcasts and different stuff. You know, people just like, oh, hey, what you been watching and doing lately, whatever. And so I've heard the name come up a few times over the years, but I've never really looked into it or whatever. I knew nothing about it. And so it honestly ended up being a solid surprise for me when I dove into it, because basically the setup and premise for Barry is that it follows this main character named Barry Berkman, who is a former soldier, a Marine, who is basically trying to figure out, find his ways of sorts, whatever, but he's pretty much been kind of like a contract for hire hitman type of person since he left the Marine, since he left the Army and stuff. But he ends up finding his way into this acting class and starts to try to pursue a career of acting while still dealing with his hitman stuff, whatever. So that is kind of like in a super basic nutshell, and it's pretty interesting concept to, you know, like I said, like when you really think about it, because it's basically kind of like Agent 47 from the video games decides he wants to go Hollywood and be an actor. And not just to get to a target where it was like, no, he legit wants to be a actor or whatever. And so this show just kind of follows his journey through that, kind of trying to have some type of self-discovery, the different people he come across, you know, a mixture of people he knew in his personal life, like family, friends and stuff, former military people, people that he meets through this acting school and stuff, and everybody on the periphery of the hitman work he does. Now I'll say overall, Barry was a solid show. It was more good than bad. I'll say that probably season 1 and 2 are definitely by far the strongest part of the season. Most of season 3, I feel like, at least I remember, it's been a few weeks, but most of season 3 was solid. Then season 4 started okay, had a crazy dip in the middle, but somehow managed to pull some stuff together for a solid ending. But there's definitely a stretch in the 4th season, which I'll talk about. If you're new here, I'll have timestamps for when I start getting into spoilers, and I'll make it pretty clear, like, okay, hey, we're gonna talk about spoilers. So I'll do that in a few minutes. But in general though, like I said, it was just like so fascinating just seeing him kind of trying to figure out who he is and what he wants, because for the longest time, from being a soldier to being this contract for hire hitman or whatever, he's always just basically been about following orders and doing what he's told to do without thinking too much about the consequences of the stuff he's doing, as well as what does he personally want to do with his life. And so that part of it was fascinating. I feel like it was a pretty solid and fun surrounding cast of characters, they did a really good job of walking that tightrope of the comedy stuff and the dark stuff. Because they kind of, for the most part, try to balance it out so that, like, okay, whenever there's maybe like a pretty heavy moment, you know, okay, soon we're going to have a somewhat of a lighthearted moment, or somebody does something goofy to goof up what should be this serious moment. what's his name? NoHo Hank was definitely a funny reoccurring character. He was kind of like a mob mafia person from Chechnya. Yeah, NoHo Hank from a Chechnya mafia. He was fun. What is the old man? Lower my brain. Henry Winkler as Gene Cousineau, the kind of like teacher of the acting class, whatever. He was such a dumb old self-important type of character. But overall though, solid cast of characters. Like I said, I feel like they managed to salvage the ending and pull things together in a decent way. But some of the time that I feel like they wasted in certain parts, they could have maybe gave more finality or more closure to some of these other characters and stuff. Because some characters just kind of just like disappear into the wind, and it's kind of like, okay, well, I guess, you know, they're just out there somewhere. But you know, like I said, when early on, it pretty much sets the tone for like, hey, anybody can go in this show as far as like across this whole cast of characters. Nobody is truly safe. Like, you get attached to characters, whatever. There's characters that get killed off, some of them in the long run, some of them pretty quickly. And sometimes you even wonder, like, man, you know, how is Barry gonna make it out of these crazy situations and stuff? But overall, I enjoyed it though. It's definitely one I would recommend watching, like I said, because it's not that big of a dedication. 4 seasons, 32 episodes. And all the episodes are the average, like 25 to 30 minutes or whatever. So we're not talking about, you know, hour long episodes. It's just like, nope, pretty short, quick to the point episodes. And plus, when you add in the runtime for the recaps and the intros, and then the credits, and then the post credit stuff where they talk to the cast and all that stuff, whatever, which I didn't watch any of. I might go back and watch, maybe, because sometimes that stuff kind of gives some interesting insight. But I didn't watch any of that stuff, whatever. So that probably knocked a lot of episodes down from that 25, 30 minutes to probably like 15, you know, 15, 20 minutes in some cases for some of them. But yeah, so overall, like I said, Barry, solid, okay recommendation. Like I said, really strong first couple of seasons, solid third season, and that fourth season is kind of like, but we crossed the finish line. Now, very briefly, I'm going to touch on some more specific things and spoilers. So if you haven't watched it yet, go watch it and come back. Like I said, I'm not going to take up too much longer on this, whatever. But spoilers starting now. So I got to jump to the ending real quick. Or to what are some of the stuff I didn't like with the episode, or with that final season specifically. Like, that stretch episodes, first of all, we do this weird time jump after this like crazy set of events happen. Barry, you know, got captured at the end of the previous season, does a little bit of time in jail, manages to escape because people are coming to the prison to try to kill him. He manages to escape, and then boom, we cut 8-year time skip. And now him and Sally Reed are married and they have a kid, and they live out in the middle of nowhere land. Like we're freaking Courage the Cowardly Dog lives, just out in the middle of literal nowhere. And those episodes were kind of boring, you know? And then things kind of picked up, you know, once stuff kind of got to a point to where Gene resurfaced after 8 years as well, because Hollywood or whoever is planning to make a movie about the Barry Berkman situation and stuff. And so he's supposedly coming to stop it, but he ends up getting talked into doing it and yada, yada, yada. But the way all this stuff kind of wraps up, and once again, spoilers, I'll say it again. Gene ended up getting framed for all this stuff because he got too power hungry for wanting the spotlight and stuff, whatever. So he ended up getting framed for everything. The death of his girlfriend detective, and quadruple mega spoilers, Barry dying, which that part wasn't super shocking. Just because of the way the show was going, I'm like, I don't know where this character is going to end up, whatever. And honestly, I was like, I could see him going out, which he did, unfortunately. But, you know, it was just crazy. But, you know, him dying. And I did like how at the end, their son finally getting to watch the movie over at a friend's house that he's doing a sleepover at. Because for years his mom was just always like, no, don't watch that movie, yada, yada, yada. And him finally sitting down and watching it. And then seeing how they portrayed Barry in the movie adaptation or whatever, to where basically it made it seem like Gene was this big mastermind behind everything. And the father figure that Barry needed, and yada, yada, yada. And he ended up killing Barry in the end because Barry was onto him and his evil schemes and stuff. And so at least, you know, it's a lie, but I guess in this situation it's like, well, you know, the kid has some type of positive final memory of his father and stuff. Though I wouldn't be surprised if, like, someday in the future when he actually becomes an adult, he learns the actual truth. But at this point, it ain't too many characters around that could tell him the actual truth or whatever, because I feel like his mother is definitely never going to really speak about that stuff again, which is why she was so adamant about him not watching the movie. Gene's in prison. They're probably never going to talk. What's his name? Fuchs. He's disappeared into the wind, so who knows if he might circle back around. He might, you know, would have come back in that kid's life at some point. But otherwise, most of the characters that was involved in everything are dead. You know, so it's kind of tough to see, like, how he might learn any type of concrete truth behind his father and stuff, whatever. So, which sometimes some skeletons are kind of best left buried and left in the closet or whatever. But on a more positive note, like I said, I just really enjoy just like Barry was so good at his job, and just all the times where he had to either team up or got put in situations with goofballs or people who were just power hungry or whatever, and he had to just like save everybody's butt or whatever and stuff. It just did really good with that mix of comedy and stuff. I feel like the no-ho Hank stuff, whatever, I still kind of enjoyed his character to the end, but not as much as like earlier on and stuff. But all in all, because I'm just rambling now, I'm trying to think, was there anything else, any other big moments? Sally, she kind of got on my nerves after a while, just because, which fits that character though, whatever, like a character who is starving to get their big Hollywood break and then trying everything in their power to sometimes play the victim when clearly they're not, and different stuff like that, which that her arc was kind of wild too. Like, after Barry went to prison, all of a sudden, I guess she's like a showrunner or whatever. She's big name. She's head director, all this stuff, whatever. But then she kind of just loses it all and just, you know, it all just slips through her fingers or whatever. When that video footage of her lashing out at her assistant or whatever came out and stuff, that was pretty much like tanked her career for the most part. I guess until the end where it kind of came back full circle. But yeah, man, like I said, I'm just thinking, because like there's other characters where I kind of wish, you know, we saw more of, like, whatever his name, like the one army buddy that Barry has saved back in the day. They kind of popped up, and he was, seemed like there was going to be something there with his character, but then he just disappeared or whatever, which was weird. I enjoyed Detective Janice and her dad as well. Just the fact that, like, hey man, his baby girl, his precious daughter, got taken from him, and he is like a former investigator or whatever, and him going above and beyond, interrogating people, getting into all these people's minds and stuff, whatever, like the real mind games and stuff. I liked his character and stuff. But yeah, but all in all, I don't need to give y'all a recap of everything that happened. But overall, Barry, solid show. Like I said, some fumblings towards the end, but you know, they kind of, like I said, they got across the finish line in a somewhat decent manner. But let me know what y'all thought of Barry. Did y'all enjoy it? And if so, why? If not, also let me know why. You can reach out to me, whether it be on the video version of this on YouTube, or if you listen to the audio version of this on podcast feeds, feel free to hit me up. I'm everywhere at Dad Needs to Talk, where it's always conversations about fatherhood and family, manga, anime, TV, movies, and video games. And I think with that, I'm out. So y'all be easy, and I'll catch y'all in the next either review or podcast episode. So y'all be easy. Peace.